32. Molly was waiting for Jesse out front. Her Cherokee was parked next to another car. Jesse told her that the other car looked an awful lot like Crow's rental. "Only because it is," she said. Jesse said, "And what good could possibly come of that? Wilson may be under the impression that he is now deputized because he rode to the rescue the other night," Molly said. "I was hoping it was more an implied type thing," Jesse said. "The neighbor who called it in wasn't sure if it was even gunshots, because Billy's house is set so far back from the road," she said. "Gunshots, plural," Jesse said. "So she said." "Any activity from inside since you got here?" Jesse said. "I was only a couple of minutes ahead of you," she said. "But no." Jesse grinned and nodded at the big house at the top of the hill, outlined against the night sky. "Shall we?" he said. They walked up the long driveway. The garage doors were shut. Only one car, a black Jaguar. "Billy Singer been riding around town on a Jag," Jesse said. "Didn't he tell you he had a driver?" Molly said. "I believe he did," Jesse said, "now that I think of it." "So, we've got at least two visitors," Molly said. "Your friend, Wilson Cromarty, and the driver of the Jag. You want to call the desk and have them run the plates? They're Massachusetts." "How about we let them surprise us," Jesse said, "after we surprise them." The front door was unlocked. Jesse and Molly walked in, guns in hand. Jesse calling out, "Paradise Police, in here." Crow. They followed the sound of his voice through a large foyer and into a much larger living room. And there they all were. "Let's get this party started," Crow said. Jesse said, "Looks as if it already has."